'Cause all I want is all you
Holy Spirit, you are free to do as you will. And I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would supernaturally just move, work, speak to, just crash into our situations, to our circumstances, to where we're at. Meet us where we're at, Lord, and bring us up to where you would have us to be. Father, I thank you that, Lord, we're not looking back. We're pressing on. Lord, and I thank you that tonight, God, you are speaking that to our hearts. You are encouraging us in our spirits. You are lifting us up. You are building us, God. We're replenishing us where we are thirsty. You are filling us. You are satisfying us. Have your way tonight, God, and every member here, God, and every person watching on live stream. Father God, this is no ordinary time. God, these are extraordinary times and seasons, but we are an extraordinary people in you, Father. So, Lord, meet us here, and we will go with you to wherever you would have us to go. Father God, I thank you for that. I pray for your blessing to be upon these people. Lord God, I thank you that you continue to move and speak to us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, you guys can have a seat, and we're going to keep moving along here. I don't have very many specific announcements. I do know that the, can I announce that?
What?
About the baby shower?
Yeah, it's been postponed.
Okay, yeah, if you didn't see it on Facebook, the baby shower that was planned for Sharon Lowmaster is postponed because, hey, the baby's here, right?
She's in late in process.
Okay, well, keep them up in your prayer, please. They're working on it right now. Okay, so they're in the hospital. So let's pray for them, okay? Because that can be a challenging experience to linger in the hospital for a long time, you know, trying to bring forth this bundle of joy. So we're going to pray over them and believe God for his hand to be upon them and for this baby to get here. And so we can get on with this amazing life that God has planned for us. So, Father, we thank you, God, for Steve and Sharon. We thank you for this amazing blessing. We thank you, God, for entrusting them with this child, Lord. And I pray and ask that your hand would be upon this baby, God, upon Sharon, God, and that you'd strengthen them, you'd guide them. Lord, your anointing would be upon the doctors, God. I just pray that Steve would have wisdom, Lord God, and that you would be with them. Holy Spirit, you comfort them, and I just pray for safe and quick delivery, God. We thank you for a healthy baby, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, so no baby shower on Sunday, okay? But we are still going, those of you who helped with Vacation Bible School, who served along with us, we're doing a VBS wrap-up meeting right after church. Still, we're going to keep that where it was at since there's no baby shower. So come Sunday, we're going to eat, we're going to fellowship, and we're going to discuss all things that were good and all things that we can do better. And we're just looking forward to what God is going to continue to do in this church, how he's going to grow things, and how he's going to use us. Amen? We want to reach our community. We want to reach our kids. So other than that, just continue to keep pastors up in prayer. And with that, we can dismiss the children to go to children's church. Isaiah, wave your hand. You guys can, all the children. I'm going to go out on a limb here since I don't see Philip. So we don't have youth tonight, so teenagers, haha, joke's on you, you get to stick with me and be in with us adults, and hopefully you're going to learn something tonight, okay? So thank you, boys and girls. We'll see you guys later. Have a good time. Okay. And everybody's going to be hanging out there in one room back there. So, all right, let's take up our tithe and offering. You guys got your Bible tonight? Let's get that out. I want you guys to turn to a very familiar passage of Scripture. So either in your physical Bible or on your tablet or app or whatever, you know, smartphone, whatever you got. Let's go to Malachi chapter 3. And, you know, I'm here just to, you know, remind tonight and encourage tonight and just speak, you know, the foundational things of the Word of God that He has given to us, and let this stir us up tonight. Okay, so in Malachi chapter 3, we're going to just read 8 through 12. So follow along, and this is the passage of Scripture that talks about tithes and offerings and what it will do for us and what God will do. So in 3:8 says this, "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with the curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts." Now, when God says to try him, you know, that's basically like, come on, man, like, I dare you. Like, anybody ever used to play that game, like, truth or dare, or like, you know, you were there with your friends, like, come on, man, I dare you to do that. We used to have, like, double dog dare, triple dog dare. I mean, it was crazy. But God's saying, try me. Like, just give it a shot and watch me move, okay? And so he says, "Try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that you will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fall or fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts, and all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts."